What's it take to be part of Sammy, to be one of Sammy's legs or a pair of Sammy's legs?
You need to be fit, I can tell you that. But yeah, you really need to be passionate, and they start training about 6 weeks out. So there's a fair bit involved. There's the drummers, and you'll see on the parade, if you want to come down and look at the parade, the drummer guys, they go hard, and then they swap over and have a bit of a spell, but they drink a fair bit of water, so I'm guessing it's fairly taxing. But yeah, it is a lot of work, and encouraging people to come down and be part of Sammy, for part of the training and on the day is what Shinji's all about for Broome.
Have there been some particular highlights for you of Shinji Matsuri's over your life?
Yeah, there has. Probably the biggest highlight was a recent one, which was the float parade last year, or the return of the float parade. To see so many floats and so many local people come down for the float parade was absolutely sensational, and this year's bigger and better again. Not too many bad things, lots of funny things. The float parade went astray one year and went up the wrong street and everybody got confused. But all in all, it's always been pretty good. The good thing about it is if there's any political issues around, they seem to stay away from Shinji, which is great. And everybody respects what it's all about, and hopefully that'll remain this year. So yeah, with a bit of luck, we'll have another good year. Don't take too much into what the patron says, though. But yeah, hopefully everybody will come down. We'll have a sensational time, so it should be good.
You're the patron for this year. Can you just tell us a little bit about, I guess, what the patron does, what your job's been leading up to the festival, and what your job's going to be while the festival's running?
Well, while the festival's running, there's a lot of speeches and radio interviews like this one, and stuff like that, opening of ceremonies and closing of ceremonies, I guess. The art awards, I'm involved with the art awards, just a general opening and closing and giving a few speeches, and that's the basis of the patron. And on the lead up, lots of running around and sorting issues out and helping the president and all their workers, and the volunteers who do a sensational job. I mean, Shinji would not be Shinji without the volunteers. And we've got a couple down even at the shop today that have just been sensational this year, and hopefully we can entice a few more to get involved next year again. We're always chasing volunteers, so those that are really interested and keen to help, you can come down to the Shinji office and put your hand up. There's a sheet on the main desk there with stuff that we need to have volunteers for. We're still chasing volunteers, so anybody that's interested, feel free to come down and have a chat to myself or Don. And we'll definitely get you involved.
How is this year's festival shaping up? Can you tell us about a few of the events that we'll have? There's some new events this year. It's kind of having a bit of a resurgence, you might say, this year.
Yeah, we've brought back an old one as well. We've got the Pets in the Park. We've got one of the new ones this year is the Turtle and Trade Winds. That's on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday this year. That'll be very good, good for the kids. And that we've got the Long Table Lunch, which is a new one. Looking forward to that, seeing as how I'm just a little fella, don't eat much, so that should be great. We've got the Dragon Boat Races, which is always in amongst Shinji. Another one of my favourites, the Pearl Meat Cook-Off. And the ball's starting to take shape, so it's all looking pretty good. We've got an awful lot of floats in the float parade this year, which is great. I think we've got just over 30, so that in itself is amazing. So we're up 10 from last year, so that's very good.
How important is Shinji to Broome? How big an event is it for the town?
Well, from my eyes, I think it's our biggest event for the year. It's the one chance that all the cultures of Broome get together and become one. A lot of people that visit Broome, as in the tourists, get to see what multiculturalism is all about in Broome. And it's a time when all the local families and local people get together and have their chance to shine, so to speak. And it's sort of our lead up to the wet season party. And for me, I get to see a lot of people that I grew up with that I don't get a chance to see many of these days. We get to catch up and just have a general good old Broome time.
This is going to be a continuing involvement for you, you think, beyond this year? It's something that you value and that you want to keep being involved?
For me, I was actually going to have this year off for the first time in some time, but I have learnt that it's in your blood, and unfortunately, Julian and Kay, you're stuck with me. I'll be back, mate. It's just something that I like to do, and I want us to keep it continuing and see it grow. I think I've said in one of my speeches before that we can't have it to what it used to be because of new policies and stuff, but we can make it a lot better. And it's a proof from last year, we're stepping up a bit for better again this year. So local guys, come on down and give us a hand. We'll make it as close to what it used to be for all of us.
You talk about how it used to be. Obviously, it's got quite a long history in Broome, and a lot of what Shinju's about is based on the heritage of the town, the industry, the pearling, the multiculturalism. Is it important that Broome today remembers that time and where the town's come from, the people and the nationalities who've formed it and made the town what it is?
Most definitely. I think that's the most important thing of Shinju in total. I think, and that's what I say when I talk about trying to get it back to as close to what it was in the mid-70s and early 80s, where it basically the whole town stopped and became Shinju. And hopefully we can get it back to that. And I think with the crew we've got now, I think that's our own. And just to get the town back into it properly, and the tourists will follow. So it's more about the town from my point of view, and the tourists get a bonus. And not just tourists, but travellers that come every year will get a bonus to see what Broome's actually really is all about.